Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Grab
that's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans. Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again. Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday. Day behind. Wednesday, May the 20th, 2015. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. Today, my brother, today, my sister, we are continuing with part three of the series entitled 1, 2, 3, Manipulate Me. We're talking about the metaphysics of manipulation. Now, manipulation is a two-edged sword. A good manipulator is also a good inspirator. Let me say that again. A good manipulator is also a good inspirator. In other words, if you just change the formula is the same, the intention is different. A manipulator is focusing on getting something for himself. A motivator is focusing on getting something for you. The technique is the same. The same three steps is used whether you're doing something evil or you're doing something good. So yesterday we revealed, we explained, we illuminated and simplified the art of rhetoric. So rhetoric is learning how to use these three main rhetorical or rhetoric styles that was developed by Plato and Aristotle. Yesterday we talked about credibility, being an author, or what is called ethnos. Today we want to talk about pathos or pathy, which is the emotional and the motivational appeal using linguistics or language. So I'm going to appeal to you. If I'm a master manipulator, first of all, I'm going to come across as being credible. Secondly, I'm going to come across and I'm going to appeal to you emotionally. Thirdly, I'm going to appeal to you using the logos or using logic. So those are the three methods. So what we need to over under and understand is when we're talking about these three techniques that all of the elite use to keep us in a box, it's profound to me when you look at and you start to understand the big picture of the metaphysics of manipulation, which flows directly into the series that starts on Friday, which is frequency. A frequency is just your belief system. The problem with your belief system is that it's yours. Your perception is your reality. So emotions change because emotions are simply energy in motion. So emotions is an entity. Energy is entity. So an entity is a ruling disposition. A ruling disposition is a group of related thought. A group of related thought is a frequency. That's the metaphysics of frequency. So if you don't understand how I can change you through an exhaustive list of fallacies, which is deception. So there are 44 of them. There's no way I can go through all 44 of them. But what they focus on the most, the number one thing is they accuse you of doing what you are accusing them of. So they flip the script. So a master manipulator is someone who understands the art of energy exchange. It is the law of equivalent exchange. So a good manipulator understands how to develop a blueprint. Now, brothers and sisters, what I have to share coming this Friday is one of the most dangerous messages. I mean, all of the messages leading up to through June, really September, are going to be some deep stuff because we've got to get into the Jesus Christ Project. Now, I have a book called The Doctrine of the Nicolaitans that breaks this program down. Now, this program is a program. A program, when you watch a television program, it's programming you. So if I want to program you, all I got to do is do what I'm doing right now. So if I need to add three things, those three things we are discussing right now, I need to have something that makes me appear credible. I need to have something that makes me appear that I am compassionately concerned about you. I am connecting with you on an emotional level. I need to have something that appears that my statement is based upon reason and logic. If I have those three things, you are controlled. Now, the thing you must burn in your brain is my intention. If you, every person I meet, the only question I have that I must answer, which usually takes me about 3 seconds, is what is your intention? The world that we live in is controlled by intention. The brain, this is scientifically proven, the brain cannot and does not understand the difference between reality and fiction. This is how mind control works. So the subject of mind control is an exhaustive study in and of itself. So we have to break it down into understanding the three techniques. And then we got to break those three techniques down in understanding frequency, wave, and vibration. What does that mean? There is no conspiracy theory but truth. Truth itself is a conspiracy. Truth is the art of mental hijacking. Let me say that again. A truth is the art of mental hijacking. I want to mentally hijack you. And so the methods of manipulation is a world, what is called worldview poisoning. Another method is through primal fears, basic fears. Everybody wants Maslow's theory. You know, everybody needs food, clothing, and shelter. So if I threaten those areas, food, clothing, and shelter, I can manipulate you. Another way is to divide and conquer. Another way is to indoctrination. Another way is to controlled chaos. Another way is through controlled finances, poverty. Another way is to control mass media. Another way is to control food and medicine. Another way is to control this thing that we call time, to manipulate time. Another way is through religion. Religion is a program. Another way is through what is called sorcery, which is through pharmacy or pharmakeia, or again, medication. All of these are done and have been done and will continue to be done because it connects with you on an emotional level. So if I'm a master manipulator, I have to connect with you through my credibility. That means that I got to come across on common ground so that way you believe me as coming across as being credible. Once I establish that credibility and you buy whatever I'm selling, then I got to appeal to you on an emotional level. And so the power of emotion, that man, it's mind-blowing to me because people don't really understand what emotion is. See, a lot of people think I got to have, you know, some great facts, or I need, or a master manipulator, anybody for that, need to have something that's a logical statement. You know, the bigger the lie, the easier it is to sell. Let me say that again. Hitler proved that. The bigger the lie, if I tell a little white lie, that's harder to sell than it is to tell a big lie. So I can appeal to you. All I got to do is say a lie over and over and over again. But see, there is a battle between emotionalism and rationalism. Let me say it again. A good manipulator knows that he has to override your rationalism with emotionalism. Let me say that again. A good master, now we're talking about the masters. We're not talking about these little, you know, guys. We're talking about the masters. A master manipulator must override your rationalization with emotionalism. And so go to any church on Sunday, any black church, you will find emotionalism. There's no reason. There's no logic. There's no rationalism. Everybody's shouting. Everybody's turning over chairs. There's a lot of music. There's everybody dressed. They got their pimp suits on. The Cadillacs are lined up. Everybody got their gaiters on, but ain't nobody learning shiznits. Everybody is full of emotion. Emotionalism overrides rationalism. Master manipulators always appeal to your emotionalism, never your rationalism. Because if you are a rational person, you can see through the smoke and mirrors. Because a rational person will sit down and they will look at the facts. But an emotional person will be emotionally, and the oxytocin will override that feeling that they have, that sixth sense, that spirit that says, don't go, don't go, don't go, don't listen. We all got it. You know you shouldn't do something. You know it, but you do it anyway. Why? You are emotional. But how did you get there? How did you get to this emotional place where reason and logic is thrown out the window, and now you are a psychopathic, you are patty, and they appeal to you on a telepathic level? Now, one of the greatest gifts that I have is mental, or what they call mental telepathy, or telepathy, which is to transport sympathy over great distances. Now, this gift has gotten me in a lot of trouble. That's why I have to put myself in time out. What is this gift? The ability to sense someone else's pain, regardless of their location. That's why I can't look at certain. When I was a kid, I didn't really understand how I could watch a nature flick, and I would just cry and cry, and my brothers and everybody looking at me, Negro, what the hell is wrong with you? See, I was an empath, but I didn't know what an empath was. Do you know what an empath was or is? E-M-P-A-T-H, empath, short for empathy. If you are an empath, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You feel way more than anybody else can feel. And so you have what the Bible calls the gift of discernment. Most master manipulators are empathic, or they are telepathic. They can transport their empathy, and they can pick up yours. That's good if their intentions are pure. It's bad if their intentions are not. So there are people that are naturally persuasive. They're naturally gifted by God with this gift of gab, if you want to call it that. And so a master manipulator is no different from a master teacher. The only problem is that their intentions are off. And so your only question every time you tune into my show is, what is Doc's intentions today? If my intention is not to inform you, then you should not be listening to me. If my intentions is not to assist, not to inspire, not to inform, not to influence, not to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify. If I'm just here because I'm trying to make a quick buck or I'm just trying to get in your head, then I'm no different than any other master manipulator out there. Now, brothers and sisters, I have to share something that what made me a master. What makes a master? Now, this is really important. What makes a master? Now, I'm not talking about no watered-down Reverend Dr. Bishop. What makes me? I am a master manipulator. How did I get to be a master manipulator? Have anybody ever heard of the law of 10,000? Please write this down. This is the rule of all the greats. In fact, this is so important. Tonight or this afternoon, I'll probably do a separate show just on this. Because I want to, now this is elementary school stuff, because what I'm going to talk about in the metaphysics of frequencies, what I got to share, I'm praying about it because I've never shared this in public. I've never shared the program, the blueprint. I've talked about it. I've talked in circles, but I've never shared what I'm going to share starting on Friday with any man or woman, not even my children, because I've never shared this in public with nobody. Amos chapter 7, verse 2. Obadiah, the book of Obadiah, chapter 18. The book of Revelation, chapter 7, verse 4. Metaphysics of frequency. The program that you are, everybody on this planet is inside of this program. Now, I've talked about it before, the triune hex of math, music, and language, but I've never, ever broke down the difference between the word repent and the word repeal. And how in the Septuagint it was changed. Now, we broke down and we've talked about the Christos and the Christos. Master manipulators write a program. Now, let me ask you a question. If I write a computer program, can the computer override the program? What is AI? Why are they promoting artificial intelligence? Because they're trying to teach you how to override the program. Now, these are master manipulators. Now, the law of 10,000 states. Now, every successful person that I know, they practice this law. Every occultist I know, Bill Gates, Donald Trump, Michael Jordan, Allen Iverson, all of the greats, they practice the law of 10,000. There is a rule that says it takes 10,000 hours. Now, you can divide up that 10,000 hours. For example, 10 years of practicing 3 hours a day makes you a master in your subject area. Now, this is scientifically proven. You can go to any search engine right now and type in the 10,000-hour rule. If you've never heard of it, it takes 10,000 hours to become perfect. I have 30,000 hours in my craft. Now, to become a craftsman, now, in all of the ancient texts, it talks about the craftsman. It talks about the artisan. It talks about the cosmogrator. He's the craftsman. In Freemasonry, they are masters of the craft. The next time there is a Hollywood award show, at any Hollywood function, they always talk about the craft. They always talk about mastering their craft. What they are telling you, without telling you, is the 10,000 rule. So you spend 5,000 hours, that means you are nobody according to the crafts. A true master teacher or master of space spends minimum of 10,000 hours perfecting their craft. That's the rule. Now, again, it takes 10 years if you devote 3 hours a day to your area of expertise. It takes approximately 5 years if you are full-time employed So if you've been on your job more than 5 years and you stayed in one field, you have become proficient in your field according to how the brain works, according to universal spiritual law. 10,000 hours. It takes 10,000 hours. So let me ask you the question, brother. So how long have you been doing what you've been doing? And you want to debate? Now, again, I've been 30,000 hours. I started this a long, long, long time ago. What about Bruce Lee? Why was Bruce Lee so great? What separated Bruce Lee from everybody else? He practiced each kick 10,000 times. Bruce Lee made a statement that says that I fear no man who has not practiced one kick 10,000 times. Let me say that again. Bruce Lee stated he fears no man who practices. There's a lot of people that's a lot smarter than me. Will Smith made a statement. Will Smith says that nobody in Hollywood can outwork me. Why is Will Smith, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, why is Will Smith one of the highest paid actors in Hollywood? He practiced the 10,000 rule. Master manipulators become masters in their craft because they understand the 10,000 rule. I read this when I was a young whippersnapper going to these occult secret society meetings in San Diego, California. I was a full-time Marine. I was working full-time as a loss prevention officer in a high-rise building in the city called Cardiff by the Sea. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. Maybe you've also heard of Santee. Again, these are all California. You can look them up. And I was the head of the security, maritime security. It was an ocean. And I was a manager at a Taco Bell restaurant. So at night, I worked both full-time jobs. I would go and spend 2 or 3 hours at one, and then I would drive over and spend 2 or 3 hours at the other, then I would drive back and spend 2 or 3 hours. I would get off. I would sleep in the parking lot of base, and I had one of my soldiers would wake me up in the parking lot of MCRD in San Diego where I was stationed at. I would go in and I would take a shower and be in morning formation by 6 a.m. I was a S3 officer. I can't tell you what that means, but in the Marine Corps, they had an S3 officer. I was in charge of what they called a fat body platoon. Every Marine that failed a PFT, they had to report to me, and I would get them into shape. So I was what they called in the Marine Corps, they called them the PF, we was called a physical fitness instructors. Now, why am I saying that? The reason I'm telling you guys that is because of what it takes to be a master manipulator. So when you meet a master manipulator, you are meeting somebody who is an expert in their craft. You're not meeting a watered-down, jelly-backed, backwoods country preacher. You don't have a snowball's chance in beep when you meet these individuals. They walk through you like water because they know they've practiced their craft. They've done their kicks 10,000 times more than you did yours. And you want to debate them? I don't know if you understand. So the master is called Samael. So the archangel Michael don't even go up against the master or the God of this world. The archangel Michael, God's strongest arc. Now, we just did the series on the arc. That means Michael is an electrical capacitor for God. That means he has the greatest electrical capacity inside of him than any other archangel. Arc has as an angle or in sacred geometry. So that means that he can spit knowledge that can fry people or disembodied spirits or demons or whatever. So when he went up against the Prince of Persia, who's the Prince of the Air, in the Old Testament, when I think it was Daniel, when he prayed and and his prayer was delayed 21 days. And he asked the archangel, and he said that your prayer was answered instantly, but it took me 21 days. I was fighting against the prince of Persia. He delayed me. So sometimes you ask for something and you want to know why it's delayed. But let me make sure you understand what we're going to talk about and why emotions is so important. Emotionalism is the manipulation of your chi or your prana or your motion. It's your chemistry. So emotions, again, follow thoughts. So if I can manipulate your thought, I can manipulate your emotions. If I can manipulate your emotions, I can manipulate your actions. So if you go steal something, that's because of you have an emotion. That's because you have a thought. So if I want to stop you from stealing, I got to remove the emotions from stealing. In order to remove the emotion that makes you steal, I got to find a thought that makes you feel entitled and empowered that you have the right to go steal something. Everybody talk to me about what people do. Nobody's talking about why. Everybody talks about morality. Nobody's talking about causality. A master manipulator doesn't deal morality or what. They only deal with causality. That's the emotionalism. So when you fall in love, that is an emotional response. But why did you fall in love? What is the cause of you falling in love? What is the causality? So if you don't understand the cause of why you are in love, you don't understand why you got oxytocin flowing through your veins. Now, a master manipulator can turn on oxytocin and turn it off by inducing, making you react, because he will replace oxytocin with cortisone. So cortisone is a chemical that is released anytime you are in a place that is stressful. And so a master manipulator always keeps you in a state of unbalance or stress because his job is to make sure that he's controlling your emotional output through your chemistry. So a master manipulator always manipulates your chemistry because you are a chemical being. But how does he control your chemistry? He controls your electricity. How does he control your electricity? He controls your biology because you are a biological, electrical, chemical being. So master manipulators, now all of the master manipulators I know were just like me. Manipulators manipulate because they're manipulated. So I was raised by a witch who was a master manipulator. So from the time I was born until my mom died when I was 10 or 11 years old, and again, by the time, according to science, by the time you're 6 or 7, everything that you need, your subconscious is fully developed. And for the rest of your life is controlled by a 6-year-old. So how old are you right now? However old you are is irrelevant. You are being controlled by a 6-year-old. So whatever was done to you from 0 to 6 controls the rest of your life, unless you go back and you reprogram your reticular. Now, I don't know if I should share this with you guys, but hey, the cat's out of the bag, so we're going to roll with it. Inside of your brain, you have this imagination. You have this visualization. You have what is called a reticular activating system, the RAC. Now, again, if you don't believe me, just go to Google or any search engine and type in RAC. Inside the human brain. It is the gateway. John 10 says that Yahushua is the good shepherd. He stands at the gate, and he allows you to go in and out and find green pasture. What John 10 is talking about is your reticular activating system. Master manipulators control your reticular activating system inside of your brain. Now, in the series on Friday, I'm going to tell you how to control your own reticular activating system. Right now, it's being controlled by advertising. Right now, it's being controlled by the artesian. So who is the artesian? Who is the artesian, brother? Who is the artesian? He's the craftsman that it talks about in all of the ancient texts. Now, I have a book called Gnostic D. Demiurge. In the ancient text, he's called the Demiurge. Now, demi means demonic. Urge means desire. So he is, in the Gnostic text, he's called Gnostic Demiurge. Now, Demiurge is a word that was coined by Aristotle, Plato, Socrates, all of these homeboys that's from the Greek society. The word artesian means creator. Now, he's the false creator. Really, he's called, or he should be called, not the creator, but the manipulator. So there's a Greek word that is a Latinization. Remember, Latinization is Satanization. So all master manipulators are part of what is called the demiurge, which means the entity that fashions and shapes. Let me say that again. Demiurge, the entity that fashions and shapes. Let me say that one more time. Demiurge, the entity that fashions and shapes. So right now as we speak, you have been fashioned and shaped. The only question you should be asking yourself is by who? So everybody on this call has been fashioned and shaped by the master manipulator who makes little manipulators, who I used to be one of. He was my employer. Spent 40 years hanging out with the master manipulator. So all I did was reverse engineer what he did to me to find my way out. That's what I teach. So every day I help people take back control of their reticular activating system, because the brain does not. Let me try to express something to you, brothers and sisters, that I don't know how to say it other than just to say it. Your thoughts are not your own. So the question that should be burning in your brain, whose are they? See, we have been taught to focus on what to avoid instead of focusing on where we want to go. We've been lied to. See, it's not enough to just be told or to hear what I'm saying. You got to apply what I'm saying. See, if you refuse to deploy yourself, you will be employed by somebody else. Now, I'm not talking about the job force employment. I'm talking about your mentals. That's the metaphysics of frequencies. Right now, you are a spectrum. You are a frequency that has been put together by the artesian, a.k.a. the craftsman, a.k.a. the demiurge. See, all you got to do is set a goal, and the brain will find a way. So the devil's job is to make sure you never set one. And if you do, you change it every week. See, the brain is a filter. The brain filters out God. God filters him in. Who's sitting at the base of your brain? Why do you have a reptile brain sitting inside of or on top of the reticular activating system? Notice how the word reticular is so close to the word reptile or the word rectum. The reticular activating system filters out everything that does not agree with the subconscious. That's why the enemy gets you when you're young. And he fractures your soul or your spirit. And so pathos or pathy is the power to take emotion to dismiss logic. It is the ability to persuade through emotionalism that overrides rationalism. Now, you know good and well that you shouldn't be with Jim Bob, but you're with Jim Bob. And everything inside of you telling you to leave Jim Bob and you don't go, because you're emotionally attached to Jim Bob. So inside of the movie Frequencies, the higher the frequency, the less the empathy. So the cosmogrator knows that. So does the father. And so the father uses figures of speech. He chose to use the foolishness of preaching to save those who are lost. And so on Friday, we're going to break down the figures, figures, the figures of speech and pathy. Now, figures are used to provoke an emotional response. Let me say that again. Figures are used to provoke an emotional response. Let me say that again. It's the same definition of the word scribe inside of the Bible, by the way. A scribe inside the Bible. Why did Jesus Christ hate the scribes? He says, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees. You yourself cannot enter into my kingdom, and you are preventing other people from entering into my kingdom. Why come you can't enter into the kingdom? Because you got the wrong pathing. Somebody is manipulating your emotional response. How do they do it? There's 44 ways. Number one, they appeal as an authority figure. Number two, they act like they got experience. Number three, they appeal to your fear, not your faith. Number four, they appeal to your pity and your sympathy, not your empathy. Number five, they appeal to your tradition, not your faith. Colossians 2:8, beware lest anyone teach you how. Philosophy, number one, vain deceit. Number two, tradition of men. Number three, and the basic principles of this world, a.k.a. science. Number four, Colossians 2:8. Master manipulators have all four. Master manipulators, very, very skilled in philosophy. Master manipulators, everything they say ain't got no truth. Vain deceit. Master manipulators, they're always part of some tradition, some secret society. Master manipulators, they exercise science over spirituality. Do you need science? Absolutely. Does it trump spirituality? No, it doesn't. A master manipulator uses posture over position. Let me say it again. A master manipulator uses posture. He gonna mind F you with his mannerisms. You ever seen somebody? You know what a master manipulator, I was sitting at a witch, with this witch. I told you guys I just met her not that long ago. What do? I lean forward, she lean forward. I lean back, she lean back. I put my hand on my chin, she put her hand on chin. She mimicked my behavior. Why? That is a form of hypnosis. Master manipulators are masters of mimicking your behavior. It's posture over purpose or your position. Master manipulators always attack the person, never the position. Let me say it again, what just happened to me on Facebook? A guy came at me. He didn't attack my book. He didn't attack what I wrote. He attacked my person. They never attack your content. They attack you. Then a master manipulator always creates a false dilemma. They're going to create an either-or situation. Remember, they're going to give you option A and option B. They never talk about option C. A master manipulator will create a smoke. That way you can't see the fire. A master manipulator always use a straw man. Remember, I told you guys before, it's a brand. They never put their real image out there. They got a brand. I got one too. Master manipulators always, they deny or defend. Let me say it again. A master manipulator deny or defend. They deny the truth and they defend their position. A master manipulator always demonizes your position. A master manipulator always evades questions with conflict. A master manipulator evades your question and he adds in his conflict, chaos. A master manipulator always flattery. A master manipulator will always ignore your thesis or your main point. A master manipulator will always insist loudly on a minor point. Let me say it again. A master manipulator will always speak very loudly over he majors in the minors. He makes a non-issue the issue. A master manipulator will never address the issue. He will pick a minor issue, and he make that the new issue. He never will address your question. He will always address a minor issue. They make a molehill into a mountain. A master manipulator will always use glittering generalities. Let me say it again. A master manipulator will always use glittering. I mean, he will speak in generalities. He's never specific. General terms, and the generals are going to have, they're going to have sprinkled, they're going to be sprinkled with gold dust because he's manipulating you. A master manipulator will always oversimplify the issue. Oh man, it's no big deal. He will always oversimplify. A master manipulator will raise nothing but objections. He never, ever, ever says, okay, I agree with you on this point. Never. A master manipulator will always raise nothing but objections. A master manipulator will always, what I call, shift the burden of truth. Master manipulators will always shift the burden of truth. Now, you have to prove your position to me. I don't have to prove it. A master manipulator never proves his position. He shifts and he makes you prove yours. No, you believe in Egyptology, prove it. He's going to tell you, he's going to try to get you to believe in your Christianity. He wants you to prove Christ. No, you prove the devil. A master manipulator always shifts the burden of proof. A master manipulator uses double talk. A master manipulator will always use spin. They will always make your or make you try to look ridiculous. They will always try to show inconsistencies in your position. That's called double talk. And there's more and more. Again, there's a total of 44 of them, and I'll break them down probably, depending on time, a little bit more in our series. Again, I may do another show later on tonight to break down this 10,000-hour mastery technique that all the occult and everybody use, because it's very important. Because when they go up against you, that's what they look and they go. First thing they're going to ask you, you ever see men meet? And I'm closing with this. First thing they ask, what do you do? Why? They want to see if you're a master or not. So my brothers and my sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. I spent way more than 10,000 hours perfecting my craft. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but know the same pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circling seems firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the acting, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming.